You're up early. Good for you. And welcome to the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR.
All right, you are up early. We're up early. Listen, one of the benefits of being up early, we're together here on the Pre-W. Smith Show on a Friday morning, everybody. Getting ready for the weekend. But before we do that, we're still talking a little business. And, you know, everyone needs extra money these days. That's for sure. People searching for answers. How do I afford this? Inflation's killing me. Gas prices at the pump. Oh, my. It's a lot. It is. It's a lot to handle. Well, I think one of the most important things you can do when you have to spend more, in times when you're forced to spend more just to tread water, you got to bring in more money, right? Okay, sounds good. You're with me? Yes, of course you are. So far, how do you bring in more money? Well, you start a side hustle. Side hustle. You start something on the side to bring in more money. Now, let me frame this out. One of the distinctions between a side hustle and starting a business is that it's not full-time, doesn't have to be full-time, and it really doesn't have to be this big thing. You don't need a business plan. You don't need to raise money. Let's not make this difficult. Let's go make some extra money. That's what this is all about. So here's the thing. Typically, what you do in a side hustle is you first figure out what your skill is. What skill do I have that could service the needs of others and for which they would pay? Let's take an example. Got Mark Pastoria.
Here we go.
Mark Pastoria. Here's the thing. He's skilled at audio production. Okay, audio engineering, audio production. So let's use Mark as an example. There are a lot of people out there, for example, Mark, that want to start a podcast, right? We advocate for that all the time. Yep. Everyone's got a podcast these days. Well, not everyone knows how to engineer a podcast so that it sounds professional. What do you do if you're Mark Pastoria? You need to bring in extra money. You need a side hustle. What is it? It's providing audio production services as a side hustle to a community of people out there who need that service and who will pay for it. Now, the next thing you do is you determine how much time you have. We only have so much time. Usually a side hustle is a kind of thing where you're paid in effect by the hour. You only have so many hours in your day that's available to do extra work on the side. That's what a side hustle is.
Right.
So let's say you got inventory of 4 extra hours a week or 5. That's your inventory. And then you have to look and do research and put a value. For audio production services, what does someone pay average, either by the job or hourly? Let's say it's hourly. If you got 4 hours and people are willing to pay, pick a number, $50 an hour, whatever it is. You got 4 hours times 50. Is that what I said? 4 hours. You got an extra $200 a week. Okay? That's an extra $800 a month. And that's meaningful in today's world. You know, that probably for the average American family exceeds the additional spend on a monthly basis that they're having to face due to inflation. So that's an example of how you do it. A couple of things to think about. You need to determine whether you want to make cash fast, if that's your goal, any cash fast, or I'm looking to build something for the longer haul that maybe even could grow into a full-time business one day. Maybe it's a full-time audio production business you want to build one day. Well, if it's the quick cash, things like DoorDash, for example, or Uber Eats, those are things that typically deliver money immediately. You go to work, you put in the hour, you can get paid right away. It's a proven formula. That's about a $15 to $20 per average per hour kind of pay opportunity. But again, you get paid immediately. Whereas going back to the audio production, you may be able to do $50 an hour. And I'm picking numbers. I don't know what the rate is, but by way of example, and that could be something that may take longer to scale up. You may not make money right away, but over the long haul, you're making more per hour. And you could ultimately even convert it to a long-time business. So figure out what your goals are. Quick cash, quick turn, maybe make a little less, but make it immediately versus building a business for the long run. Make less right away, but make a lot more long-term. The next thing you have to do is build testimonial accounts. Get those first counts in order to validate that you're onto something. You got to prove to yourself this is worth doing. And the best way to do that is to go out and seek an initial success story. And that's really more than anything else for you, to give you confidence that what it is that you're planning to do, that you've set out to do, that your skill has value and people are willing to pay for it, that'll give you wind in your sails to go out and do more of it. That's really, really critical. Well, guys, let's talk about some other examples. Mark, I gave an example for you. Kristen?
What do you got, Kristen?
What do you got? Let's give someone some other tips. You know,
honestly, I'd be a really good Instacart shopper because I'm in the grocery store. Feels like every day.
Okay, so there you go.
So I already know where everything is. It'd be a great, you know.
That's a good side hustle. See, and you're there anyway, right?
Now, oh my gosh. With a family, you're there anyways.
Right. Now, you do have to deliver.
Yeah.
So you got that little extra, you know, you got to tag on. You're not just in the store. You got to buy for somebody else. You got to deliver.
Yeah, use your car to drive.
Got to use your car. Mm-hmm. If you got your kids tagging along, you got them complaining in the back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Right. We don't want to do this when we're going home.
But I see a lot of people in my neighborhood who are like dog walkers.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's
especially
a good example.
During COVID, everybody now owns a dog.
Okay, so there you go. But no one has time to walk their dog.
Exactly.
That's a very good one. Dog walker, we use that example occasionally. Of course, we're here at Startup Nation, all about small business. Dog walker is a perfect, perfect side gig. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in January.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
You're on the treadmill.
You start that side hustle in like April.
April. That's a good one from April to, let's say, November.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe take the winter off.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Right. Close during the winter. Yeah. No walking dogs during the winter. That's for sure. Okay. So those are some good examples, right, Kristen? Shopping for others, like an Uber Eats, or dog walking. Perfect examples. And I think, Mark, the audio production one is a good one for you, right?
Yeah. Could be.
Could be.
If I get some time.
I was going to say, you have no time. You have no extra time. That's just the way we like it. We like you focused, Mark Pastoria.
Hey, Jeff, people that are work from home people actually are starting side hustles, side jobs? There's like the percentage of people that are working from home are actually creating their side jobs.
Well, let me just wait. I want to break that down a little bit. Look at you. I love this. So let me ask you, Kristen, are you talking about people who've left their jobs and now want to, tell me more
about
it.
The work from home people.
Yeah. So you have another job, but you get to do it from home.
That's right.
So are you saying they're kind of, you know, under the radar, not maybe doing their job?
I may
job
say that, yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So some of that's going on.
Yeah.
Wow. We're not advocating for that.
No.
I mean, if you're home, you're being paid. You have a full-time job. During that time, you should be doing your job. But interesting. Oh, no. Kristen's got scoop. Some people might be
cheating.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe they're just really efficient with their time.
Oh, that could be. I mean, listen, it's not all about cheating the system. It could be right. You finish your job. You do your work. You do that job. You got a little extra time. That's what this is all about, by the way.
That's right.
Use your extra time to make some extra money. That beats inflation. Right there. That's how you beat it. Okay. We'll see. There you go. Tune into the Pre-W Smith Show. Get up early, and we have all the answers. Okay? We got more answers, more content, more tips. We'll be back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.